I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they would love to hear from you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can speak to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be more than happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Shay Rowbottom, CEO at Rowbottom Marketing. Shay, how are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
I'm very, very well. And where are you geographically located, Shay?
I am in Miami.
That's the warm bit at the bottom, isn't it?
Very, very warm bit right now, yes.
Is it? What's the temperature right now?
Oh, it's about 90 degrees. Yeah, probably feels like 100.
Wow. Humid as well, I imagine. Yeah. It's not quite that warm here in the UK. It's probably about 65, if that. Jealous, Shay. Now, Shay, tell us all about yourself and tell us a little bit about Rowbottom Marketing.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Andy. This is a great show. So I formed an agency when I was 23. It was my first digital marketing agency, and it was focused around licensing viral video clips and reselling them to large blogs online that they could use for their audience and also amass new followers. So when I first got into the business, I truly actually did not know a lot about marketing, and this opportunity kind of fell in my lap, and I knew that it was so important to take advantage of it because there were so many blog owners monetizing and just making buku dollars online. I really was intrigued by like the social media marketing world, and I really wanted to dive into it. So I saw a need, you know, in the market for licensed video content, essentially, you know, safe video clips that blogs could post for their audience.
Yeah.
And I spent about 3 years doing that. You know, I built up a library of over 10,000 videos. I worked with pretty much all of the biggest and most followed pages on platforms like Facebook. And it really taught me a lot. It was a very humbling experience. You know, I got to work with some big names like Yahoo, Petco, doing their social media. So it was really great. And I eventually stumbled across LinkedIn, which we're going to talk about today. So yeah. I started posting my own videos on LinkedIn, which was new for me because I had historically only created social media video content for other blog owners. So it was a little different. I started, you know, releasing content and attracting leads for my Facebook agency at the time. But the reach on LinkedIn was just so incredible. And the leads I was generating was so insane. It really transformed my business, and it caused me to look at the platform differently, which I think a lot of people still have it in their brain that LinkedIn is you know, just for recruiters or it's for job seekers. It's not really a platform that people have historically viewed as very engaging and as very effective for B2B marketing. Mm. But I saw, you know, I saw pretty quickly what the opportunity was, and I actually resigned from my last agency. I sold my shares, and now I've built Robota Marketing, which is similar. You know, I use all of the expertise I built up over the years on Facebook and in terms of how to create video content that's going to go viral and attract your target market. So now I take everything that I've learned and I help individuals and businesses on LinkedIn become video creators to do just that, attract leads and get seen as an expert in their industry.
That's amazing. So basically, because I wasn't that familiar with this business model before, Shay, of sort of like relicensing other people's video. I didn't really even know you could actually do it, but obviously you made a business from it. When you moved to LinkedIn, you basically discovered that the reach was a lot better, and that guessing that was quite a surprise to you.
Yes and no. So actually what I picked up on my time at Facebook working with a lot of these big page owners was that a lot of them, when you talk to them, they all started their page around the same time. And there was actually this time period on Facebook, I'd say around like 2009 to like 2012, kind of that range, where the organic reach on Facebook was so generous. And as long as you created a Facebook page and were posting consistently, it was like very easy to blow up fast and grow a following. Yeah. So a lot of those pages, it wasn't necessarily about their talent to create content. It was more that they got in at the right time. And I was very fascinated by this and very observant of it, because I had missed the boat. You know, I had started working on Facebook after this wave, and I was much more of a support person back then, helping the pages as opposed to growing my own, because it became a lot more challenging to grow organically on Facebook by the time I got on the platform. And, you know, it's just it's the organic reach is not what it once was. Like, it's very difficult to grow a Facebook page organically today. Yeah. But in 2009, man, if you got in, you took advantage and you were posting all the time, very easy. So that's quickly what I saw on LinkedIn. I was like, oh, well, LinkedIn is just kind of going through that period right now where the reach is very generous. You know, they're trying to encourage more users on the platform to create content. Mm. And they're trying to specifically encourage people to create videos. And when there's only so many videos to pull from, there's a very good chance that your video will show up in the feed. So I quickly saw, okay, now's the time to grow on LinkedIn. I want to get in. I want to get in now. I want to go hard 100%, just like I saw these page owners do on other platforms, and really solidify before that algorithm shifts, before it becomes too saturated and too competitive. I'm going to make my mark and I'm going to be here now. So I wouldn't necessarily say it was a surprise, because I was aware that there are these prime time periods on platforms, but you're right. It was a surprise in the sense that I hadn't really been doing anything on LinkedIn before that, and I wasn't really paying attention. So it was a good surprise.
Yeah. LinkedIn is certainly a bit of a dark horse, isn't it? And, it's got quite a different feel to other social media sites, if you can even call it a social media site, because it's more businessy, isn't it? Do you think you have to sort of produce slightly different sorts of video for LinkedIn, or don't think it matters that much?
Yes, of course. I think you need to do different videos for LinkedIn. It is a business platform. There's no other social media platform out there with this many educated users and this many users with access to money.
Yeah.
I think I recently just heard that it's like the average LinkedIn profile makes over 6 figures a year, which is just insane. I mean, you'll not find that on Tumblr, on Instagram. You'll not find that anywhere else. So the money's here. The decision makers are here. It's definitely, I would say, more vanilla. Like, there's not a lot of people taking risks on LinkedIn with their content, which is part of why I've been able to grow so quickly. I'm kind of on there talking about the things that people want to tiptoe around or stay away from, because it is a professional platform. Mm. And Maybe they have, maybe they're an employee, you know, maybe they have a boss they're concerned about watching, you know. As an entrepreneur, I kind of had that freedom to get on LinkedIn and make my content my own. And I think that it's also a really inspiring platform in terms of everyone is kind of there for personal development. Everyone's there for leads to grow their business. So you don't really get a lot of like haters or like trolls, like you do, like we've seen historically on platforms like Facebook and Instagram. So it's also really an encouraging place to be, which is why I like LinkedIn.
Yeah, they're a lot more sensible on LinkedIn, aren't they?
Absolutely. And even the negative comments, even people who will disagree with your video, they're usually just looking to engage in a healthy debate. You know, they're really not trolling or doing anything to stir things up. It's really been refreshing because it's so hard to find that on like Facebook threads these days.
Yeah. Cause I'm just wondering, cause we've got a lot of listeners who know that they've got sort of small businesses. Some of them are one man bands, others are larger businesses. Mm. And you mentioned that you were trying to sort of push the envelope a bit to make the video stand out a bit. And I was just wondering how you get the balance right between sort of staying true to the sort of businessy LinkedIn approach as opposed to the slightly more off-piste type of approach.
Yes, absolutely. So to give you an example of how I do this, one avenue that I've taken is to make humorous videos. Mm. And this is also something I picked up from my time on Facebook. You know, I worked with a lot of creators who had a blog where they were creating skits every day. You know, they were acting and they were acting out these everyday scenarios that were relatable, posting their little skit on Facebook, and it, you know, it was performing really well. So we've seen the skit content, the kind of humorous bits on YouTube. We've seen them on Facebook now. No one was really bringing that to LinkedIn. And me, having not only the background in social media marketing, but also I didn't even touch on this, but I used to be in entertainment. So I do have acting experience. I do love to be on stage. So I decided to start creating some skits, some comedy bits around office life and around business and the professional world. And, you know, you asked, how does that fit in with LinkedIn? Well, I'll tell you. So kind of what I do, the skit itself and the piece of video content is really meant to make you laugh. It's meant to be funny. You know, it's definitely, it usually has a takeaway and a reaction, but it's definitely meant to make you laugh. But what I do is in the copy, so the description, the text post associated with the video, LinkedIn allots for 1,300 characters. And pretty much every video I post, I use all 1,300 characters. I have a long text description to accompany my video.
Yeah.
So what I'll do, like for example, I did a video about things sales guys say, where I'm just imitating a sales guy. It's like a bro-y corporate character, you know, and I'm just saying all the things like, hit the phones, baby, and like hustle, you know, and I just have this little collection of funny things that you hear from your sales team, because everyone can relate to that, and especially on LinkedIn. But in the copy, in the text post, I actually made it very serious, and I brought it back to the professional world in a way that would make people engage in discussion, because what I did was I actually talked about the struggle of sales. And even though I'm kind of poking fun at sales guys in this video, I made sure in my copy to lay out, you know, how hard it is to do sales and how it's a very rare personality type that can actually handle that job. And at the end of the day, if we didn't have a sales team, we wouldn't have a business. So, you know, you have to value your salespeople for their resilience, their ability to take rejection and get up day after day and keep picking up the phones. And it really went over well. Like, you know, I think on a platform like LinkedIn, had I just posted the spoof with not really any text to go with it, there might have actually been some people who got the idea that I was just hating on sales guys.
Yes.
But I didn't. You know, I made sure to have a very professional copy, very serious, very almost like a tribute to sales guys. And then it was like the salespeople loved it. And the post totally blew up, actually. It's one of my most viral posts to date. So that, just to give you an example, you know, I don't really see people taking that angle where they do something a little more humorous, something a little more creative outside of the box, but they still bring it back to the business world and make it professional, because LinkedIn gives you those 1,300 characters to write whatever it is you want to write about.
Well, listen, thanks so much for talking to us. We must make sure we put a couple of links into those videos in the show notes.
Yes, please do. I'll send you the links.
That'd be fantastic. Now, just before we sign off, just wanted to touch on, actually, because you mentioned that you built your business up. So you were at this initial agency, and then when you discovered the power of LinkedIn, you started your own agency. And I believe you grew from, is it something like 6 or 8 employees to, is it over 40 in a year? Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. So that was my first agency. You know, I'd mentioned earlier the need in the market for licensed video content. Mm. And that was really, talk about being in the right place at the right time. That was also the case. My partner and I have a partner, Luke Marlowe, who I also founded that last agency with,
yeah,
and this new one. So, you know, we really saw that it was not going to go anywhere. Like if it was just the two of us, you know, we were in our early 20s, we were young, you know, we were hustling and we had good clients. And actually we had gotten a lot of clients in the beginning, just from word of mouth,
yeah,
because there was such a need for licensed video content and there was no one doing it. So it was kind of like word of mouth. One blog owner told another blog owner, you know, this company, they're doing, you know, safe content, they can edit it for you, all this. So we were fortunate that we started to build up a client base and we were making good money and we were profitable, but we didn't really have the tools to scale. We didn't really know how to scale. We were kind of like, how do we take this to the next level? You know, take it from being just like a few people working out of our downtown apartment, you know, and we had some outsourced employees at the time, but we really wanted to take it to that next level. So we actually ended up getting an investment, and it was funny because at the time we didn't even necessarily know what we were looking for. We knew we needed something, but we ended up getting an investment, and that was when we were really able to scale. So we ended, yeah, up, you know, getting an office. We started to hire more in-house employees. We hired a sales team, you know, because before that it had just pretty much been Luke was the sales team. We hired a sales team. We started doing massive outreach on platforms like Facebook. You know, pretty much every blog owner had heard of us and our videos. And then, yeah, we were growing really fast and we were hiring, you know, mostly editors. And that had got to, yeah, over 40 employees at that point in time. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, thanks for coming on,
Shay.
And, you know, listeners, there is inspiration. So certainly take a look at LinkedIn and particularly the use of video on LinkedIn. So, Shay, how can our listeners find out more about you and more about Red Bottom Marketing?
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy. Well, definitely follow me on LinkedIn. So it's linkedin.com/in/ShayRowBottom. That's my domain platform. All of my original content goes out there before any other platform. And then to learn more about my business, Row Bottom Marketing, and what we do for businesses on LinkedIn, check out my website, www.shayrowbottom.com. And there's also a form there if you'd like to get on a call.
Thank you very much, Shay. And thank you for listening, everybody. Show notes will be in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/impodcast. We would encourage you to leave a review if you like what we're doing on iTunes or your favorite platform of podcast listening. Questions and suggestions as in topics or as in guests, possibly, send those to podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. Remember, we have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. There you go, another plug for LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Shay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Shay, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.